Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And on the last segment, Chris, we had a special guest join us to discuss a common challenge for people in higher profile positions, at least when it comes to maintaining mental health. And today we're going to follow up on that conversation a bit, Chris.
Yeah, Brandon, last time we spoke with Craig West, who is definitely no stranger to Christian radio. He was co-hosting one of the nation's most popular Christian radio shows for a number of years, and he shared about his battles with depression and also at the same time alcohol usage. And Brandon, as you and I were talking this past weekend during the fall share-a-thon, we thought it would be a good time to follow up with that conversation a bit.
So let's get right into it. This type of struggle doesn't just happen with people in the media spotlight.
No, of course not. It certainly doesn't. But this is definitely something that pastors and other leaders in churches and ministries are prone to as well. And in Christian circles, we're not, quote, supposed to deal with things like depression or anxiety because of what Scripture says. And of course, this sets up a situation where those in the spotlight or in leadership positions are likely to feel pressured to hide what's really going on.
So that brings up the question, how do we reconcile those scriptures that talk about being anxious for nothing, like, for example, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and our daily experiences when we feel anxious or depressed?
Great question, Brandon. And definitely, you're getting right to the heart of the matter here. When we feel the heaviness of anxiety and or depression, that should prompt us to draw on our support system and, if necessary, seek professional help. Now, that response in itself is definitely not going against Scripture because you're taking action to deal with it. But for folks in the ministry or in the media spotlight, they may need to have a support system that is geared a little bit more towards those types of careers. For example, pastors may need to have support from others outside of their congregations, and that's not to say they aren't being accountable to their congregations or cannot draw some level of support from those in their congregations. But, Brandon, there may be certain times that these pastors and other church leaders need to seek support or assistance from someone who is more confidential or who can offer a more objective view. And a couple of weeks ago, as we heard Craig West say, God can use those struggles in a healthy way to provide a testimony. However, when you're going through these things, when you're going through a deep depression or struggles with anxiety or even substance use, you first need to get the help to understand the struggle, to do some work on it so that you're stabilized. You're in a better place to use those lessons learned and to help use your testimony to help others. So, of course, prevention is always best. So maintaining a healthy support system, staying connected and grounded in God's word prior to issues arising will really go a long way in terms of prevention.
So if a pastor out there is struggling now and needs help, what can they do?
One of the things is to check with your denomination for any support services that may already be in place, such as an organization or a ministry that are specifically for clergy or for church leaders. Secondly, depending on your own benefits package that your church may have for you, there may be an employee assistance benefit where you may be entitled up to a few counseling sessions free of charge. Thirdly, consider contacting national organizations. For example, Focus on the Family often has resources on their websites for pastors and others in higher profile positions. And, in the day of the internet and social media, quite honestly, try reaching out to those in your network. Maybe there's some folks on your friends list or in your contacts list that are in a similar career as you that may have gone through and made their testimonies public. So you can reach out to them directly and they may provide some assistance and or point in the right direction. So, of course, locally, seeking help from a mental health counselor or even through Family Life's Biblical Counseling Department is a great way to quickly address what's going on. But again, something that pastors need, as well as anyone in a position of, let's say, higher pressure or spotlight or whatever, is utilize your vacations, take time to unplug, take time to yourself, away from others just to breathe, to spend time with God and recharge those batteries. And again, I'm not talking about recharging those cell phone batteries. Leave those things off and get out, get away from that social media for a while.
Yeah, really great advice, Chris. And you've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.